So that's Trip Lee, and that is beautiful to me. Here on the beautiful sounds of 101.6.1751. I'm Phil Hendry. Jesus, I taped Kane Mutiny, and now I can't watch the motherfucker because I got to do this goddamn show. Just kidding. Always look forward to it. Look forward to being with you. All right. let me test my... Yes, because today I've had a scratchy throat, and I don't know what it's from. I'm hopeful that it is not a cold or something else that I'm actually worried about a little bit. I'm not a cigarette smoker anymore, you guys know. 6 years I've been off the cigs, man. Last Christmas marked my sixth year. 6 years I haven't been smoking cigarettes. I smoked cigarettes. You guys have heard the story. I've smoked cigarettes for 43 years, from the time I was 14 till the time I was 57. And I was up to three packs a day. And I'm grateful that I went into the hospital for pneumonia and not lung cancer or fucking, what was I going to say? Heart attack, you know. Of course, a heart attack, I'd be dead. Or throat cancer. There's a good one. That's what I want. A fucking hole in my throat. All right. Anyway, Avant mid-roll. Okay. Let's see what we got here, man. No, I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to do that. I have a... where the fuck are my notes in there? Where's my audacity? Where's audacity, bitch? No, audacity and notes. There, gotta keep... That's what I want. I wish I could go full screen. I guess there's no way of doing that, is there? Fuck. Let's see what we got going on, man. News is the last thing I should be going to, but I'm just out of fucking ideas here today. Texas has its first inmate since 2016. Wow, it's first since 2016? Holy shit. At least it's not a black guy. And I'm sorry to put it that way, but hey, fuck this guy. 15 years ago, became the busy death penalty state's first prisoner executed in 2016. I'm all right with this. Sometimes you have to live and die by the choices you make. I made mine. I'm paying for it, he said, as he was being sent to a better place. He mouthed a kiss to relatives and friends who were watching the execution through a window and told them he loved them. As the pentobarbital took effect, he began snoring. After about a dozen snores, he stopped moving. Masterson had claimed... Sounds like a pretty peaceful sleep to me, man. Masterson had claimed the January 2001 strangulation of Darren Shane Honeycutt was accidental and had several appeals before the courts, including four with the U.S. Supreme Court. His last day efforts to stop his execution were rejected. Texas, the nation's busiest death penalty state, having carried out 13 lethal... It's kind of interesting. Snoring? Jesus Christ. Well, that's an interesting... Well, that's a hell of a... That's a fine how do you do, isn't it? The GOP establishment has made one thing that can make Donald Ted Cruz. That's how much they can't stand Cruz. Because Cruz is a guy, Cruz is a psychopath. It's his way or the highway. It's, I'm Ted Cruz, I know better than anybody. I'm the firm conservative hand. You know, that's Ted Cruz, the firm conservative hand. Now, either he's jerking himself off with that, or he's patting us on the ass with it. But whatever it is, it ain't good, you know. I'm the firm conservative hand this country needs. The firm conservative hand this country needs. You understand, Ted, that in a democracy, you're not the only fucking voice, even if you are the president. I you know, that's the kind of language that... Forget it, man. Well, Ted Cruz is ready for it, though, because today he was out in, wherever it is, New Hampshire, saying that the GOP establishment is uniting behind, is uniting against him, which proves that he's a conservative, and so he's rallying the conservatives. The problem is, there's not enough conservatives, hardline conservatives like Ted Cruz, to get his ass even nominated. So what Ted Cruz needs is independence. He does need, well, not independence, no, he needs a lot of the more moderate Republicans to come his way. He's got to chip into some of that shit that Donald Trump has got. And For him to appeal specifically to conservatives, he's waving the white flag of surrender because he can't get nominated if all he has is a hardcore block of conservative voters. The Republican Party doesn't want that. They don't want that, man. Now, right now, Hillary Clinton and, to some extent, Bernie Sanders, that they got their own problem, the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders, forget, I wouldn't vote for Bernie Sanders. No fucking way on earth. No fucking way. I'm not going to waste my motherfucking vote. I won't vote. See, there's times you don't vote. I'm going to vote for Trump. I ain't going to vote for fucking Sanders. I ain't wasting a motherfucking vote. Forget it, man. I don't give a fuck if they do say, you got to vote, you got to vote, you got to vote. Fuck that shit. I ain't voting for either one of the motherfuckers. But here's the thing. Clinton is looking at all of this, and her team's looking at all of this, and they're taking some serious notes. And they're going to use all of this shit right out of the gate as a thermonuclear device. They're going to say to a Ted Cruz, Jesus, Ted, your own party can't even take you. You know, I mean, they're going to, because he's going to be a tougher guy to go against if he's actually nominated, which, you know, they're hoping against hope he doesn't get nominated, because that's the guy that can give her a hard time when it comes to just one-on-one. Cruz can rally the real fucking meatheads, just like Trump can. So Hillary Clinton is going to have to play some tough, tough fucking hardball shit with Ted Cruz. I mean, you got to bring out all the ghoulish and frightening spectacles you can of a Republican candidate. War with Russia. racism. Racist motherfucker. Anti-immigrant. You got to do it. Scare the shit out of every fucking minority voter in this country with a Ted Cruz. Believe it, motherfuckers. Believe it. Same thing with Trump. Only with Trump, you can knock him off his game easy. Get him emotional. Get him emotional. He's going to say something he'll regret for the rest of his fucking life. It's not hurting him now. I understand it. Because he's only talking to Republicans. He's only talking and only having to impress Republicans. And they're right now, they're going through their own thing in the Republican Party. They're trying to find themselves. Republican Party is trying to figure out whether they even should exist anymore or not. That's the problem they're having. That's what this whole thing is about. That's what's going on in the Republican Party. They went so far to the fucking right, they lost touch with the American voter. They thought that if they were in touch with the conservative voter, they were in touch with the mainstream of American politics. They were not. Because they failed to take into consideration one fucking thing, and that is the growing demographic of minority voters in this country. If you appeal to conservative whites like they're still running the motherfucking show, you're fucking gone, man. You're dead. Lindsey Graham gets that. I've been listening to this guy, Graham. As much as I never liked that guy, I'm starting to like him a lot. That guy has proven to be a pretty sensible motherfucker. I never thought I'd say the words, but he has. He gets it entirely about what's wrong with that fucking party. I remember he's talking to these guys, he says, how many of you think that we're going to lose because we're not hard-ass enough on immigration? His words, because we're not hard-ass enough on immigration. He was talking to a room full of pretty conservative Republicans, and there was some applause. He says, well, I don't agree with you. He says, we're going to lose because they think we don't like them. They think we hate them. You know, he says, Cruz is the wrong guy, man, and Trump's even worse. So then Scarborough, who's stupid as fuck anyway, says, well, you're in trouble. Cruz says, well, I may be, but I endorse Jeb Bush because he can win. Do you want a Republican candidate that you can get some shit done with? Or do you want a Republican candidate that you can't get jack shit done with? Because you have to have a Republican or a Democrat that can open their fucking ears and their eyes to the other side. We're Americans. We're all in this together. We want our country to succeed. How does a country succeed when one side completely shuts their ears, their eyes, their mouth, everything to the other side? When one side says, no, fuck no, 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 1,000, even if it shuts the government down, no. What the fuck are you doing, Cruz, you fucking meathead motherfucker? Cruz thinks that that's gonna win him friends and neighbors. That didn't win him any friends or neighbors. That got him fucking painted in his own party as a nutcase. As a irascible, recalcitrant, worthless sack of shit. Because you can't work with a guy like that. Democrats don't want to work with a guy like that. And of course, Cruz is saying this. I don't want to work with Democrats. Well, what the fuck is the point of working and living in a democracy? What are you talking about, man? I can work with Democrats, says Ted Cruz, as long as they see things my way. You know that isn't going to happen. And then you elect a guy like that, if you're lucky enough, what do you think happens when he becomes president of the United States? That fucking guy is going to find more people on Capitol Hill who are just, you talk about not working with a guy, they'll shut his ass down at every turn. All right, that's my speech. Astronomers finding points to a ninth planet, and it's not Pluto. How about that, huh? Did you know that there's a ninth planet? There it is. What's that? Astronomers' findings point to a ninth planet, and it's not Pluto. The scientist who killed Pluto says there may be nine planets in the solar system after all. See, they don't think Pluto's a solar... They don't think Pluto's a planet. Caltech astronomer Mike Brown and his astrophysicist colleague Konstantin Botkin said they found compelling evidence that a giant planet orbits the sun in the dark, distant badlands beyond Neptune. The so-called Planet Nine, described Wednesday in the Astronomical Journal, is about 10 times more massive than Earth and takes 10,000 to 20,000 Earth years to circle the sun. 10,000 fucking Earth years to circle the sun. At what point is it no longer in the... Here, let's watch this, shall we? Wait a minute. I'm going to have to do my usual housekeeping here, sorry. Let's see.
What we have discovered is that numerous features of the Kuiper Belt, a field of icy debris beyond the orbit of Neptune, can be understood.
Sounds like Carl Sagan.
Possesses an additional ninth planet that resides well beyond.
Let me start this again.
The orbits of.
What
we have discovered is that numerous features of the Kuiper Belt, a field of icy debris beyond the orbit of Neptune, can be understood if the solar system possesses an additional ninth planet that resides well beyond the orbits of the known planets.
When we looked at the outer solar system, we realized that while most of the very distant objects, these objects beyond Neptune, beyond Pluto, most of these objects, they all go around the sun and they're all sort of pointing off in all different directions, but the most distant objects all swing out in one direction. In a very strange way that shouldn't happen. And we realized that the only way we could get them to all swing in one direction is if there is a massive planet, also very distant in the solar system, keeping them in place while they all go around the sun. And we started looking at this and thinking, this must be either a coincidence or it's caused by something else. It can't be caused by a planet because that's crazy. There are no planets out there. I went from trying very hard to be skeptical that what we were talking about was true to suddenly thinking, oh, this actually might even be true.
So the object itself likely is more massive than the Earth, probably a little bit less massive than Neptune. It sits right in between that terrestrial to giant icy planet range. Its orbit, unlike the orbits of the known planets, is not nearly circular and planar. Instead, it is exceptionally wide, 20 times bigger than the orbit of Neptune. The orbital period of the Earth is, of course, 1 year. Right? The orbital period of Jupiter, the big player in our solar system, is about 10 years. The orbital period of this putative ninth planet is 20,000 years.
We have nothing like it in the solar system, so it's new for us. It is, however, the most common mass of planets that have been found around all of the other stars. People have always looked at all these other planets in this strange mass range and said, wow, I wonder what these are. I don't know what these are because we don't have anything like it in the solar system. Looks like maybe we do. There are many telescopes on the Earth that actually have a chance of being able to find it, and I think that many people will be inspired to use their telescopes. I'm really hoping that as we announce this, people start a worldwide search to go find this ninth planet.
History shows us that it's a bad idea to consistently say we have now reached the end of the solar system and there's nothing beyond what we already know.
And all those people who are mad that Pluto is no longer a planet can be thrilled to know that there's a real planet out there still to be found.
All right. Our brothers at Caltech, huh? They're always working, always thinking over there at Caltech. So there is whatever the fuck that was, man. That stuff's interesting to me. You know, I don't understand it. Maybe I understand it, and I'm not giving myself enough credit. I don't know. But it's pretty interesting stuff. Should we talk about that? All right. Let's talk about that. I don't know what it's... get Dr. Ron Tarner here. Let me see here. I gotta get rid of something here. Interesting. I'm trying to do a little print job here. Can I get rid of this somehow? Oh, I don't want full screen. Okay. Thank you. Okay. It feels like I got a cold, man. It really does. It really does. It really, really does, you know. Dr. Ron Turner.
Well, Phil, there's never a time, but it's not really a good time, Phil, I don't think. There's never a good time, I don't think, to these things, but I don't think there's ever a bad time either. Where's the other fucking phone around this cunt place? Let me see some here, man. Phil, there's never a good time or a bad time. Bad time.
Come on, man.
Why would it disconnect? Why would it fucking disconnect? Phil?
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. Let's see. Is this thing broken? Yeah, okay. Where's the fucking goddamn character phone number? Why don't we have this number written down? Oh, motherfucker. Why don't we have this fucking number written down someplace? Every fucking time. All right, let me see something here, man. Testing. What is wrong with this motherfucker? Why won't it fucking connect? What is our fucking show line? Hold on for a minute, man. I gotta... Hold the line, man.
Testing, testing. testing, yeah. Yeah. Well, Phil, you know, that's a great question, and it's one that deserves an answer, because, Phil, that is a great question, and I think it's one that deserves an answer. First of all, well, Phil, I think that's a great question. It's one that deserves an answer. Phil, I think that's a great question. And it is one that deserves... Well, Phil, that's a great question, and it's one that deserves an answer. First of all, I think that you have... I think you have a great deal... I think you have a mix-and-match situation. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Well, Phil, there's a great... Well, Phil, there's a great question. I think it deserves an answer. You have a mix-and-match situation. And testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I love these guys in Kane Mutiny. They're just covered with fucking zinc oxide.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're steaming over the tow line, sir.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, Phil, there is an outstanding.
How are you doing?
Well, Phil, I'm doing well. Thank you.
What does that sound like? I have no idea what that sounds like. You know what? Until such time as I know what it sounds like, I think we better go back to the other. And that will probably necessitate me fucking around with this again. But hey, you know. God damn it. Fucking cocksucker. Come on, bitch. Let's go. Come on, man. What the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? Huh? Jesus Christ. This goddamn fucking... We gotta find a way to switch phones faster. Because, testing. Sorry about the dead air here, folks. And you probably hear... Hey, come on, man. Let's go.
Testing 1, 2. Phil, you know, that's a great question. See, this phone
sounds way better. That little tapping you heard, that's Thunder. She's pawing at the... You pawing at the newspaper, honey? Huh? You pawing at the newspaper? What, you want to say hi to the folks? Huh? You want to say hi to the folks? She's kind of doing her thing right now, man, you know. What's up, baby? Huh? Thunder Studio Cat, man. She's looking around and doing her thing. Yeah, that's my girl. That's my girl. That's right. All right. Phew, man. Here we go. We do have mid-rolls. Two mid-rolls. We got a post-roll. Mid-rolls over here.
Oh, baby. Here we go.
Oh, man. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Test. Testing. What movie is this? Chinese Box. Jeremy Irons. A British financial reporter with 6 months to live pursues his true love as China reclaims Hong Kong. There's an interesting... that's a rather interesting... Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Not yet, quite. Gotta get... Man, we still got a fucking football game to do. Thursday, we have to do... the Dickman Bowl. Dickman Bowl preview. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Come on, motherfucker. That's the cat. Don't be go shitting on those papers now, whatever you do, kitty. Thunder the cat.
That's right. It's Thunder the cat. I know, baby. That's my girl.
Oh, yeah, I know what I gotta do. 24 countdown. What's this shit? Testing. Fuck. I need, there we go. I think we're ready. We are ready.
What you doing there, baby girl? Huh? What you doing, baby girl? She's sitting there staring at shit. She doesn't know what's going on, man. She's all flipped out.
You just stay there and wait for pops. Let's see. Testing 1, 2. Here we go.